You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Tuesday. It's Tuesday all day long, and this is really me. I was not here yesterday, but I appreciate the indulgence of my audience. Every once in a while, you got to be out of town or can't be two places at one time. So thank you, Boomer, for holding down the fort. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
I caught you with your mic off.
Wasn't ready for it.
You doing good, though?
Yeah, doing good. Ready for the week.
I felt like I was doing something wrong.
When you weren't here.
Not being here.
It's okay, though.
I mean, 2 years of doing this is like, you're like I'm supposed to be sitting in that chair, shouldn't I? What should I be saying right now? Well, nothing, because you're driving down the road by yourself.
Nobody's listening.
Anyway, appreciate you holding it down. All right, hey, we got a great show laid on for you today. So at 3 o'clock today, Scott Buttram, frequent flyer here on the show, he's the publisher of the Trustful Tribune. He'll be on with us to kind of dialogue a bit about some latest events, especially this redistricting thing. I mean, where does it end? Even Nancy Pelosi's weighing in now on what she thinks about Alabama, and we don't care. Even as much as we did before, we don't care. But nonetheless, we got plenty to talk about with Scott Buttram coming up at 3 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. And then there's that whole triple dipper, so hit it.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So number one, right out the gate, and we'll be talking about it with Scott Buttram also, congressional border wars. I mean, you got people like Eric Holder and Nancy Pelosi weighing in on what they think about Alabama's new congressional lines. You got allegations that somehow or another, Speaker of the House, Murphy, McCarthy should be weighing in somehow. You got any number of things being said back and forth. Meanwhile, the legislature has largely gone dark. They can't talk about it right now. We'll just talk about it, though. We'll do all the talking with you. Congressional border wars, number one, the triple dipper. Then there's number two, that recurring segment that has become so popular because wokeness is everywhere. A veritable cornucopia, a vast buffet, if you will, of wokeness at every turn. We'll cover down on it. Number two in the Triple Dipper, Adventures in Woke World. And I got some good ones. And then number three, the DEI dumb down. I mean, what we're watching right now happening in our universities, it's unreal. And it's like the idea of meritocracy has been replaced with jackassery. And the DEI dumb down is ongoing as we speak. We'll talk about that in great detail on the third part of the Triple Dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my comments, and I will just remind you guys that we're so thankful that the monologue, The Right Side Way, every single day now is sponsored by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all across North Alabama, Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, multiple around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of The Right Side Way. So let's tell you. There's an old saying. It's used to describe like when you're wasting your breath or telling something important to people who already know it. They say, hey, you're just preaching to the choir. Well, the obvious analogy is that the pastor is supposed to be facing his audience doing the preaching to the people who don't already know the meaning of his message. Supposedly, the people that are sitting behind the pulpit in the choir loft, they don't need to hear the message as much because they've already heard it. And supposedly, they already believe it. In my view, that's some wrong-headed thinking. There are times when a message that you've heard a million times still needs to be reinforced. Or maybe there's a sense of something, but you need some more details. Or even better yet, you know something, but you don't know how to describe it, and somebody else's words can help you to arrange your thoughts even better. And I got to tell you, we need to hear from each other right now. We, as conservatives, we already believe much of the same things. We form our thoughts and opinions, though, by sharing them back and forth. Maybe we're all in the same choir, but it doesn't mean that we don't need to hear that common message again to reinforce our understanding. We need every once in a while for the choir to get preached to, too. And let me give you a personal analogy. Just bear with me here. My faith experience, mine may be different than yours, right? But I personally believe that as an evangelical Christian, that my true faith walk, my relationship with the Lord, it began on a date certain when I made the choice to accept Christ. And you know where I was that night in March of 1978? I was singing in the choir. You heard me. Probably a big shock for the preacher that night, too, because I think like two-thirds of the youth choir got saved in one night while we were singing in the choir. And I bet that guy learned that night that he should always preach to the choir. Well, the same is true with all of us as conservatives. I know the bulk of my audience out there are folks who already share my sentiments, right? A bunch of right-side ruffians. Maybe when we gather up like this through the medium of radio, there's one of us, though, who's been looking for this, that phrase, that summation, that correlation that puts it all together and crystallizes it, makes it something we can work with. And I'll be honest, y'all, it happens to me every day on this show. One of you will call or text in during the show, and I'll hear some words or glean an understanding from one of you out there that puts things in a way that I had never thought of. So here I am preaching to the choir. The choir's preaching back to me. That is just so good. But this is not a new concept, y'all. It's not. During the early days of the Revolutionary War, there were millions of patriots. 2.5 million was the rough population then of the colonies. And they had their sense of things. They had their understandings. They had their commitments. They had their desires for freedom. But even still, their strength would ebb and flow at times. And then came a guy named Thomas Paine, and he wrote a little booklet that put words to feelings in a way and rallied the colonies. You may have heard of it, historic writing. It was called Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So Common Sense was like this little 47-page pamphlet written by Paine in 1775 to 76, advocating independence from Great Britain. It was written to the people of the 13 colonies. It was written like in this very clear and persuasive prose. Paine gave the common people a moral and political argument to encourage them in their fight for independence, something they already knew and wanted, but he just crystallized it for them. He was preaching to the choir. It was published anonymously at first on January 10th of 1776 at the beginning of the American Revolution. It became an immediate sensation. It was sold and distributed widely. It was read aloud in taverns and meeting places. In proportion to the population of the colonies at that time, it had the largest sale and circulation of any book published to that date in American history. And it remains, to this date, one of the all-time best-selling American titles, still in print today. Common Sense made a hugely persuasive and impassioned case for independence. And Paine did it in a way that hadn't been done before. He presented a distinctly American political identity. And he structured Common Sense as if it were a sermon, like he was preaching to the choir. At one point, Paine said in there, quote, "The cause of America is in great measure the cause of all mankind." It gave them a sense of things that they had not quite had in words before, and it changed the way the people thought. In essence, Thomas Paine was preaching to the choir. Folks who already had a sentiment, a leaning, but they weren't sure how to phrase it or put it in the proper context. It took one of their own to label the moods and the sentiments and the fears and the joys and just sum them all up. He spoke to folks who were already leaning that way, but didn't quite know how to put their hopes, dreams, and desires for freedom into words. It is estimated that over 50,000 copies of Common Sense were distributed throughout the colonies leading up to the actual revolution. George Washington himself was among those who leaned on Paine's writings to help him forge his own political stances. Washington even made some of Paine's writings mandatory reading for his officers. In one of his separate works entitled The American Crisis, Paine described the days of war on the colonial mainland as, "These are the days that try men's souls." But the people already knew that. Everyone knew they were at war. But there was something about hearing that voice, or having something given voice, to describe how they felt and what they believed in such a way that made it better, and it brought hope and inspiration. It's amazing what happens when you preach to the choir. So why is that important here? Because that's what we do. That's what we must do. There's nothing wrong with conservatives talking together. There's a time for outreach to go convert somebody or describe to them why they need to change their thoughts. But there's also a time for strengthening who we already have on the team. You go find your resources, you know your talents and your gifts and how you can apply them. And in doing so, you can be encouraged by others who remind you that you're also not alone. Because if they can separate us, if they can keep our opinions suppressed, if they can keep us from these pep talks, these calls to engage, well, then they win. Liberals want nothing more than to shame you into being subservient. Liberals are fond of cancel culture. Liberals are in the habit of shaming and doxing and pressing in to keep the conservative choir from even singing at all. Look, I learn from you guys every day. I seriously do. I get texts, emails, DMs, posts on social media, calls to the show, bunch of right-side ruffians out there lifting my own spirit. Some days I walk in here and y'all are what makes my day better. So, so important. And I'll be honest with you, it's biblical. The Bible's clear. Preaching to the choir is important. Hebrews 10:24 says, "So let us consider how we might encourage one another to love and good deeds and not forsake our assembling together, and all the more as we see the day drawing near." Well, that's what I'm going to do. I don't know where God's taking all of this radio show. How long am I going to have this amazing platform? I have no idea. Will I ever run for office again? I don't know. Will I just step away one day and practice law? Not that I can see. Is there another role? I don't know. But for right now, what I know is this. My role is to preach to the choir. Sometimes the choir preaches back at me. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you go. I mean, some folks say, you know, you talk in a bubble. You're out there just talking to people. Y'all are all saying the same things to each other. No, we're not. We're reminding each other that we're not alone. At the same time, we're also helping each other to sort of forge the way to describe it. If you got in an elevator and you had 30 seconds on your elevator pitch to tell somebody why you believe, well, maybe you got it from Right Side Radio. If so, my day's been successful. Preach to that choir. That's how I got saved. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Text lines are already open. Text lines at 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You want to text it in or call it in, it's the same number. We'd love to hear you. And I've got a text from Ken from Harvest. So I quoted Hebrews 10:24 a minute ago. It's one of those I've had it committed to memory for years, but let us consider how we may encourage one another to love and good deeds and not forsake our assembling together, and all the more as we see the day drawing near. But so Ken from Harvest has texted in. He says, the word encourage from the verse in Hebrews you quoted can also be translated as provoke. Let us provoke one another to love and good deeds. I like it. I'm gonna start provoking you, Boomer. I'm gonna start provoking you to some love and good deeds.
That's it.
Poking you with a sharp stick.
hey, man, there you go.
Go do something good. I mean, poke you with a stick. Still, I mean, I like it, though. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate that. Brian from Huntsville, he says, amen on your epiphany with the choir. Mine was going to a poker game. seeing a small open church on a Wednesday night. My car pulled in for my first real Bible study. My car had more sense than I did. Never went back to poker games. Good enough, man. I'm glad of it. Jeff from Indiana is already texting. He says, hey, Phil, just passed a high-end SUV with Hillary and Bernie stickers on the back of it. I wanted so badly to get one of those yellow signs to put in the back window like baby on board, but it would say idiot on board. They're still out there. What's amazing to me is they kept those stickers on their car. Jamie,
that's what I think every single time I see one.
Like, why do they have them on the car?
Well, come on, guys. You realize what's on the back of your car.
Did somebody put that there and you don't know?
That's probably what
come
it is.
Come on. Nobody else would do that for real. Jamie from Hartzell, he's reminding us of his time in history. He says, July 25th, 1950, the 7th Regiment was finally returned, and the entire 1st Division was gathered together in Korea. Increasing sniper fire harassed the division. I'm not going to read the long text. It's a good one, but he's basically reminding us that on this day in 1950, we had troops in harm's way as things were getting very real for 1st Cav. So, Jamie, thank you for that, man. I appreciate the update, and you are so correct. John from Huntsville says, Phil, I loved your monologue. Welcome back to Right Side Radio. It's only gone for a day, but it just felt like a long time.
He's just happy you're back.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Appreciate you, John. Thank you, man. He says, yesterday when Boomer told me you had a meeting you had to go to, I thought, wow, Phil must have got a big-time country musician to record his beautiful song lyrics. By the way, Phil, I made sure I heard you sing those beautiful lyrics for a second time. Well, tell you what, just so you know, we just started a new thing. We're doing short videos, so we capture key moments of the show, and they are now put into, so they're on Twitter, Instagram, am I right? What?
YouTube.
And YouTube?
Yep. And YouTube.
Okay, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Like the first one we put out was reading out a text from JT from Lacey Springs one time, and it's already gotten, how many, like 1,500 views or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. So anyway, you want to see them. But John, I'm just giving you a little, John from Huntsville, I'm just giving you a little precursor here. My country music future hit song may or may not be on video by Thursday. JT from Lacey Springs, there he is on cue. He says, saying to someone your face could stop a clock likely would get you a sock in the nose, but saying when I look at you, time stands still might get you a hug. Word choice is valuable. Words of wisdom, JT, Lacey Springs. We appreciate you. So in a minute, we're going to jump into the congressional border wars. Just got confirmation that it appears that we'll have Congressman Robert Adderholt on the show tomorrow. It's funny because I'll talk about it more in a minute, but I've been reaching out trying to find, let's just say, members of state government who have basically told me, yeah, we can't talk about this. I mean, right now, the sense is it's still underway in court. I mean, it is going to court. We know that. It's going to go to court whether it was already going to court or not, I can just tell you. But the redistricting, the redrawing of the lines that the legislature passed last week, Governor Ivey signed on Friday, is scheduled for a review already by the three-judge panel at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals on, I think it's August 14th. So we're coming up on, you know, just a little over 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. But yeah, it's going to go back and get reviewed. So when I'm starting to call around saying, hey, can I get you on the show? Or, hey, can you give me some background? They're all like, yeah, we've been told not to talk. Really? Yeah, we can't talk about this because it's open litigation and we don't want any of our comments being used. In fact, they won't even, I've had some tell me they won't even text about it. So, and I'll just tell you as an attorney, text messages are evidence. They just are. If I want to know whether there's been any communications, I'll ask for emails, correspondence, files, and text messages, because it's all part of the modern era of evidence. So anyway, yeah, it's a thing, man. It's a thing, and we'll see how this plays out. In the meantime, we're going to come back here in just a minute. We're going to jump right in. Congressional border wars, brand new districts. Boomer and I are currently living, technically, in a congressional district that we've never lived in before. But we do as of Friday afternoon. More to come. Y'all stay tuned. Congressional Border Wars, number one in the Triple Dipper. We will be right back.